Right, Silverback Chronicles podcast. It's your boy Big H. I got my brother Dre.
Hello, okay, my people.
What's good?
Love is love.
Always.
That's it.
Word. Triple C. What's good, baby? Maintaining, chilling. All day, every day. So, Dre, what's good, baby?
All is well. I'm just happy to be here. It's an exciting guest from the Midwest.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be enlightened.
So, with no further ado, we're going to jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a phenomenal woman on the podcast today. Hey, she hails from Chicago, Chi-Town. Stand up. What's up, baby?
That's right.
The one and only Miss Dr. Rachel Matthews. Ma'am, how are you?
Dr. Jennifer.
Jennifer, Matthews. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to jam that up.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Nah, thank you for coming on.
We really appreciate it. Also, you're the host of, please tell us,
Criminal Justice Corner podcast.
That's right.
So please tell us a little bit about the podcast. What made you get started with it? And what is it about?
So my podcast, we do true crime stories that have gone viral. And because I have a background in criminal justice, 16 plus years with education and experience. So I like to give my perspective of those stories and what we can do if you're caught in those same situations. And I like to give my listeners tips on how, what they can do if they're in those situations and how to possibly like get themselves out of those situations and like what they can do differently. And so what brought that about is, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, I thought somebody said something.
Yeah, okay.
What brought that about is I always get asked questions because I am in criminal justice. My friends always call me and ask me questions about it. So they're like, you should talk about these things. So I get talked into it, really.
What I was going to say is that it's pretty cool that you're actually giving your listeners advice on, if you ever find yourself in this situation, how can I maneuver?
Well, what are some of those situations that made it easy for you to, you know, let your partners or friends know? What have they came across?
So one in particular was Mia Marcano. She was killed by a maintenance man in her apartment building. Mm-hmm. So she was pursued by him, and she rebuffed him, but she never thought it was that serious. And it really was. So in that particular podcast episode, I wanted to let the listeners know, just because you might not think it's that serious, you should let other people know. And don't take things so lightly. Tell your friends, tell your family, even tell your supervisor, because they work together and they had the same supervisor. And we felt like had she told more people, like maybe they did zoom in on him, but they didn't shine a light on him soon enough because he ended up committing suicide before they could find her body.
Wow.
What a tragedy.
Yeah, that's so bad.
But you're right, though.
Exactly. That's a great, it went viral and everything.
Yeah, that's a great advice. Like, let everyone in your village know, hey, this person is pursuing me. I'm not interested. Like, just a heads up.
Exactly. And not saying that it would have prevented what happened, but maybe it could help you.
Right. So why criminal justice for you? Was it something that you've always wanted to do, and having that strong foundation of 16 plus years?
It was not something that I always wanted to do, but I am third generational criminal justice. It started with my grandmother, surprisingly, and then it went on to my dad, my cousin, my aunt, my uncle, and then it went down to me.
Wow.
Were they all like Chicago? Like, were they all police? Like, where were they?
They were all Cook County sheriffs.
Okay.
And including me as well.
And that's like.
And so they all. I'm sorry?
And that's the county in Chicago? I'm sorry, Chicago is the.
Yes, that's the county in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Cook County. Yep. Chicago is a city in the county. Yes. And I was a Cook County sheriff, and they all retired from Cook County, being a Cook County sheriff, except for my aunt. She's still there. And they thought I was too. And I was like, yeah, I don't think that's what I want to do.
So you was a deputy for how long?
11 and a half years.
How was that for you?
It was awesome. I loved it. I made a lot of great friendships. I got a lot of experience. I worked in the courthouse. I ended up working not in the jail, but I made a lot of relationships in the jail. I worked in the Cook County Sheriff's Police as well with those people. But I got to work in the three different jurisdictions, I'll say. But I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Nice. So I guess now your passion is doing what now? What do you currently do besides the podcast?
So now my passion is body cameras. But surprisingly, I got my start with the body cameras at the Cook County Sheriff's Department.
Really?
Yes. They sent me to get all of the training there.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So what does the body worn camera do for you? Like how has that shaped you into loving it? Because body worn camera, it pretty much paints the picture, right, to any scenario or situation or incident that you're involved in.
For me, you're saying?
In general, the body worn cameras.
Well, if you're stopped by a police officer, yes.
So what has that done for you? Why did you feel as though that was like a huge cornerstone in being body worn camera or being a specialist on it?
So for me, I saw that body worn cameras were the wave of the future. And right when the Cook County Sheriffs were implementing the body cameras, they asked me to be the face, for lack of a better word, for the Cook County courts. So there's three entities in the Cook County Sheriff's Department. You have the courts, you have the corrections, and you have the sheriff's police. So I help implement the court side of the body cameras for the Cook County Sheriff's Department. So I trained the sheriffs on the body cameras. I installed the body cameras, repaired them, issued them, you name it. I did it all for the Cook County Sheriff's Department. So they sent me to all the trainings. I got certified and everything. So while doing that, I was in school to get my PhD. So my family was like, you're doing all of this and you're still getting sheriff's pay. You could go somewhere else and get paid more money to do the same thing. And so I pursued that and I was able to go to a different department, making more money, doing the same thing, still in the body camera field. So in getting your PhD, you have to write a dissertation. And I was like, what am I going to write my dissertation on? I should write it on something that I do all the time and I won't get bored with. Well, I work in body cameras. I know everything about it. So I decided to make that my dissertation because you're going to be working on it for at least a year doing research on it. And I knew in getting a degree in it, I'll be the subject matter expert. And so I go to body camera conferences every year. I knew that I was the minority in that. I know that there's not many women there. I know there's not many black women there. So I knew in pursuing a PhD in it, I would be a unicorn. And that's what I did.
Outstanding.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So, and you know, I guess you're familiar with us a little bit, you know, watching our episodes. How do you feel about what we do and bringing this to podcasts and so the world can acknowledge and know what we do as a living as a profession?
I love it because I work with detectives all the time. I work with detectives in different municipalities all the time. And I think what you guys do is super awesome because I feel like with us in criminal justice, the more we educate the public, the less fearful they'll be of law enforcement. So I think that it's critical for us to create that transparency in criminal justice so that the public can stop creating such barriers when they're presented with challenges, so that they can realize that the police are not there to hurt them, that they are actually there to help them.
I like that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it takes a village. It takes you. It takes us. It takes everybody collectively, you know, because we're the face of law enforcement and criminal justice. So, you know, doing it the right way, serving the way we serve, it make that confrontation that an officer has with an individual a little bit, you know, less stressful and more easier if, you know, having calm, cool heads and just dealing directly with the incident and not having, prejudged about police and law enforcement. You know what I mean?
And everybody goes
exactly. Exactly, because that's the goal at the end of any day. And especially detectives, because you guys are normally not the first ones on the scene. So people should really be incensed when you guys show up, because you are there to solve the case. You are there to, if it's a missing person, you're there to bring their loved ones home. If it's a murder investigation, you're there to bring a resolve to that case. It's really important for you all to, for the people to cooperate with you all so that you can really help them.
Right, definitely. So how's Chicago? You was born and raised out there?
In what aspect? Yes, I am totally born and raised in Chicago. I love my home.
I know it's busy up there. I know it's busy.
It's definitely
up there.
Busy.
Why?
But I do not work for CPD. Let me be clear about that.
I know, but like, just, you know, in your opinion, why is that section of Chicago so busy? Why is it so busy?
Why is Chicago so busy?
Like the South Side, South and West Side? What is going on?
Yeah, I was just about to say South and West.
What is going on?
I would say lack of education resources, lack of job resources, lack of opportunities. I would say it's like a ripple effect, babies having babies, not having, you know, two-parent households. I would just say it's like a combination of all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess every major city, you know, has to deal with that, unfortunately.
That seems absolutely to be the formula everywhere.
Exactly. But then I think, too, they shine the spotlight on Chicago because it's so easy to do.
Right.
I don't know.
I do think that it. I'm sorry?
They shine the spotlight on Chicago because it's a lot of people. Like every week. And it's,
it is.
The numbers are crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot of people. But I'm here every day and I don't have those experiences. I go out, I have a good time, I go home, I'm safe. And I don't have those experiences. Not saying that I wouldn't, not saying that I couldn't, but I do think there are good parts of Chicago, good parts of Cook County, good parts of Illinois, and they don't highlight those all the time as much as they should.
Yeah. You know, they always want to put that bad, that bad thing out there that, you know, you can't go out there because you'll get beat up or robbed or stabbed or something like that. It's unfortunate.
Exactly.
Especially the food in Chicago.
It is.
I know you guys are known for food and restaurants.
Oh my gosh, the food is so good here.
As a matter of fact, JB just did a show, The Bear. It's called The Bear on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's about like Chicago restaurants. It was pretty awesome.
The food is amazing here. And when do they spotlight that? You see the news every day. They don't talk about the food here. They don't talk about the new restaurants opening up here. I was just on the Riverwalk on the weekend. Did they talk about any of that? Nothing happened there. So there's a lot of good going on in Chicago, and it's not spotlighted as much as the crime. And you know why? Because that's sensational. That's going to get the media clicks. That's going to get the likes. So, yeah, we're going to talk about what's going to be viral, what's going to be entertaining to people. You're not going to talk about the good because nobody wants to see that in the media.
Right. So it always has to be negative so everybody can have an opinion.
I know.
Absolutely.
So how?
And again, that's why. I'm sorry.
Not good.
I was just going to say, that's why on my podcast, I want to tell people how to educate themselves if they get in those situations, because you do live in Chicago, possibly, if you're listening to my podcast. And if you find yourself in that situation, you want to get out of that situation in a positive way.
No, definitely. And, you know, that's why it's paramount that we do what we do so we can, you know, let the people know that it's okay. And also tell people, you know, it's okay to join law enforcement. Do the right thing. We need more. We need more, you know, great apples out there serving the right way, you know, and it's all about educating them, letting them know that it's okay. Because, you know, when you work in these hood areas, and unfortunately it is what it is, but you know what? You build relationships and they see you do.
Absolutely.
And once they see you for who you are, person first before the badge, and know that you're there for the right reasons, then, you know, you build that rapport and that brings the wall down. You know what? He's a cool guy. He's really just trying to, you know, do his job and help us. So that goes a long way.
Absolutely. And then a lot of people, like I'm sure you guys have commenters on your podcast and on your YouTube channel, they are so opinionated. And again, like you're saying, tell them it's okay to join. Those are the people that should be joining so they can make a difference.
Absolutely. You got so much to say. Won't you come out? Come out and join the fight with us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You be the change that you want to see in the world.
Absolutely. So tell me, have you, what's the cold like in Chicago? Let me know your warmest months of the year, please. Let me know when it's a safe time to go have a good time in Chicago, because I'm not going out there with a triple fat goose on. It's just not going to happen.
Well, June and July is the safest. June and July. That's going to be your safest. I'm not going to tell you nothing different. June and July, that's when you can come. Anything outside of that, I can't make you no promises.
Do you partake in any football games?
I do not. I am not a sports fan.
What?
I cannot say that. Okay. No, I'm such a girly girl. I can't say I know anything about sports.
Ain't no wrong. Well, listen, I heard that Chicago has phenomenal deep dish pizza. Is that true?
It is so true. It is so true. Absolutely.
All right. So give me, what's a go-to spot? Say if I'm in the city and, you know, and I'm with a couple of the homies, the friends. What's a legit spot you would be like, you know, you guys should go to this. You'll have a real good time. Eat, drink.
A deep dish. It's Giordano's. Everybody knows that.
Everybody says that.
Giordano's, huh?
Everybody. Giordano's. You got to go to Giordano's.
Wow.
The line is around the corner?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Is the line around the corner? Like that?
No, it's not around the corner because it's home to us. So, no, it's not around the corner. But for you, you got to go there.
Giordano's.
Giordano's.
Nice.
But if you want a Chicago staple, it's Home Run Inn.
Home Run Inn, huh?
Home Run Inn, yes.
Nice.
Home Run Inn is everything.
Okay, perfect. All right, so how do your friends feel about you embarking on this criminal justice, and how do they feel about the podcast, and what feedback are you getting from the podcast and your listeners?
So my friends are so super supportive. They always, when I was a sheriff, they always called me officer friendly. So they're like, this is just something else that you're going to do. I'm not surprised. With the podcast, they're like, I want to be a guest. I got something to say. I want to give the people some tips. So they're all for it. But I'm getting a lot of positive feedback on the podcast. And they're like, oh, they'll send me stories. And I'm like, oh, you should do this one. You should do that one. Tell me what you'll say with this one. They are so super supportive. Of all my friends, all my family, they love it.
You know, it's funny, once you start a conversation on a particular topic, and once people start listening, everybody can relate or have a story similar. You know what I mean? And that just gets
absolutely.
That. And it's phenomenal because it creates more jargon and it creates more conversations that everybody can relate to and conversate about.
Absolutely. Right. And I think that's another reason why it's so good to give the tips on the podcast and the stories that I talk about, because like I said, you could be caught in that same situation. Like I remember I just did one recently. A woman was delivering food for like a Uber or something like that, and she got kidnapped.
Wow.
And she just so happened to be on the phone with a friend, and her friend was able to alert her family, and she had like GPS on her phone, and her phone, her family was able to track her where she was at, and her family met her there, and the kidnapper was raping her. They interrupted the rape, and he started shooting at her family.
Wow.
And one of her family members got shot, but they were able to chase him off.
Did they get him?
Yeah. So they chased him off at that time, but that following morning, like several hours later, he robbed a different woman. And that woman was able to lead the police to him, and he got caught several hours later.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy.
How was that woman recovering from that particular
incident? So the woman, first woman got raped, and then the family member got shot, but they both survived.
Right.
Of course, they're going to have, trauma.
Mentally,
but
definitely.
They both did survive. Exactly. But they did both survive, which is what you want to see as the outcome. Because what if she wasn't on the phone? What if her family member couldn't, triangulate her location with that GPS?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was like a bunch of her family members that showed up. What if they couldn't do that? Not everybody is that lucky.
So what was she? She was an Uber driver?
She was an Uber driver. She was delivering food, and he caught her like getting back in her car.
Wow. I'm curious on, it's so disheartening to know that a woman went through that. But I'm curious on, you know, the safety precautions. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
and my first takeaway with that one was she was delivering food at night. So that was my first safety precaution.
Right.
If you can, do not deliver food late at night, if that's possible. Not everything is possible, but if you can, don't do that.
Right. Because, you know, the thing is, you're going into the unknown, like police. We go into the unknown. We get a call for service. We just get a location. We got to go and investigate it once we get on scene. So, you know,
it's right.
Late at night, you got to be more conscious of where you're at, the neighborhood.
Yes.
The lighting outside. Is it too dark, pitch black? Like, your safety is paramount. Yep. And, you know,
even
the company, I would advise the company for each delivery, you know, each delivery for their workers, you know, just have better areas of engagement to let them know this is where I'm going. You know, safety precautions is everything, you know, because you want to eliminate something before it happens. But
absolutely.
That's sad, man. It's really sad.
It was so sad. And it was like 11 o'clock at night when this occurred.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was super tragic, super duper tragic. But I was just super happy that her family was able to intervene, because who knows what could have happened. He had a long criminal history. So it just could have turned out so much worse.
Absolutely. I hope he got the book thrown at him, because he deserves every bit of it.
Me too.
Absolutely.
I can't remember the outcome now as far as it goes, but yeah.
Right. But you know what? It's I love the podcasting because, man, it's like a breath of fresh air, you know? And when people come on, it's like, it is so therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
It's like you can engage and let it all out in that one setting.
Absolutely.
And the things that people get off of their chests, and it's all about the setting and, you know, and engaging with each other and letting them know it's okay to talk and just let it out. Because a lot of people withhold information and hold it all in, and they don't want nobody to know. And, you know, and that's why it's okay to just let it go, because it's, you know, this podcasting world is amazing and what it's doing for everybody. It's just, you know.
Right. It's giving people an opportunity.
Seriously. Because everybody has a voice.
Absolutely. And that's important to know, because a lot of people don't have that outlet. Right. They don't have friends. They don't have family. They don't have coworkers to talk to. So like you're saying, they could just be a one-man band on the podcast and just tell it all and just be in a better place because of that.
Right. And a lot of people feel as though, you know, they'll be talked about, belittled,
judged,
you know what I mean? Judged just because, you know, everybody has the experience. Right. We're all human.
Absolutely.
So what do you see yourself in the next 10 to 15 years with this podcasting thing? What heights do you want to take it?
Well, I don't even know that I have a height that I want to reach with the podcast. I just really want to keep educating the people, keep educating the listeners, and just giving them all that I know, you know, spreading my knowledge. That's really what I want to do with the podcasting thing. I more so want to take my consulting company, Dr. Jennifer Matthews Consulting, which is what I do with the body cameras now. I really want to see that take off, because I feel like I can help even more people in that aspect, because I can help lawyers, I can help civilians. I really feel like that is more of my baby, if you will. I feel like I can do a lot of good in the neighborhood, in the world, just spreading my knowledge with the people with the consulting company.
That's amazing.
It is.
It really is amazing.
We wish you the best.
Dr. Jennifer Matthews, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate what you bring to the world, because it's necessary. It really is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And body cameras are the wave of the future.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what?
Yeah.
I love we went to body worn cameras, because it paints the picture. Like, you don't have to just take a report as self-value and face value of what happened. No, you got a report and you have a painted picture, video, audio of what actually had taken place.
Yes. And not only that, I feel like, because I watch body camera footage all day, every day. I feel like when you're writing a report, it's easy to forget something, not hear something, leave something out. If you go back and watch that footage, it will get that for you. It'll capture that for you. It'll have something hidden in there that you didn't even realize was there. I love it for that reason. It's so neutral, but it's so valuable. It's so beneficial at the end of the day.
It really is.
Absolutely.
So please, ma'am, can you let everybody know where they can find you? Are you on IG, Facebook? How can the world find you?
So they can find me. My website is drjennifermatthews.com. So Dr. Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.com. They can find me on Instagram, Dr. Jennifer Matthews. They can find the podcast Criminal Justice Corner on Spotify and Amazon Music. And the podcast is on IG as well, Criminal Justice Corner.
Outstanding.
And on Spotify and on Amazon.
Yes. Yep.
Got you.
Both. Criminal Justice Corner. Both.
Outstanding.
It's awesome.
Listen, we look forward to being on your podcast one day. How about that?
Absolutely. I can't wait. You got to pick a really good story so we can dissect it. Yes. I love dissecting the story.
Me too, from A to Z.
I love that.
Let's go in and just have fun at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will pick it apart A to Z. I love it. We got to do it.
Perfect. So when we come to Chicago, are we going to eat pizza where?
We're going to eat pizza at Giordano's and at Home Run Inn.
And Home Run Inn.
Let's do it.
Yes, both.
Excellent. Thank you, Doc. We appreciate your time and thank you for having me. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. We got your back 100%. Silverback Chronicles podcast. We appreciate you and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, everybody. Silverback Chronicles podcast. Be safe. We'll talk to you guys soon.
The views and opinions expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcast are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes but not exclusive to the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like and comment.